It is 12:49 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. I'm in Harrisonburg, Virginia. We're on 81 North. We're not making very good time. Still have 6 hours to get to Ithaca, New York. Actually, Watkins Glen, where I'm staying over tonight. Go to Ithaca in the morning. So the last you heard was from me was about 7 a.m. First thing I did after I got off that phone call was called my banker, and we heard that our new storage development got approved. The loan got approved that we have under contract. Can't give the location of that one yet because we haven't closed. So he got that approved, and he pitched the board, got that approved. Has nothing to do with the mess that I'm in right now. But I also asked him to draw on the $1 million refinance money that we had waiting for us to pull. Figure there's, with the economy in such a turbulent time, that money's either going to be used for an opportunity, or it's a cheap insurance policy in case we need to use it for to bail out the student storage biz, or any of those things. Also pulled our business $100,000 line of credit as well. So we do have one school officially on board as a contracted provider. We're feeling confident right now. I've been in the backseat of this van on my computer. My poor wife and kids are right in front of me. Had to stop at a gas station because of a couple meltdowns. But I've been on my computer in the back dealing with website updates and communication and communicating with a lot of you actually about getting some new employees. But we're feeling pretty good. We got boxes ordered to Atlanta, Georgia for Emory. They've agreed to make us the solution. And the plan is to drop off boxes on campus. We're going to have a semi-truck. To put in perspective how many boxes we need, 5,000 boxes takes up the entire 53-foot trailer of a semi-truck, floor to ceiling. So we'll need at least 5 or 10 guys to help us unload that truck. But we ordered, I think, 2,800 boxes. We have 1,000 already there. That's going to be on campus by tomorrow, midday. And the plan is to have students sign up online and come get boxes from that location. I don't know what we're going to do about social distancing and coronavirus. Hopefully we'll get some consultation from the university there. But the students are going to come get packing supplies, tape, and boxes. And then they're going to go back to their dorms and pack up. And then the plan is for them to leave. I don't know when exactly they're leaving or what the latest announcement is from Emory on timeline, but they're going to head out, and we are going to come back a couple weeks later after the coronavirus, whatever the surface livelihood time of the virus is, come back after that with trucks and pick up all this stuff. The crazy thing is here is that we have no idea how many students are going to utilize this. None. Could be 500 students. It could be 2,500 students. We have no idea. I don't know if the university is going to provide financial aid. No idea. So basically, we are preparing to hand out boxes right now. We're confident that we're going to get all the students the packing supplies they need. And we're also in intense talks with 3 other universities who are trying to make the same decision, and hopefully they choose us. So that's the latest update. We are excited, confident, and but also nervous. If you have any resources in Atlanta, DC, Ithaca, Philly, where Princeton is, those are the immediate needs of a large warehouse space. We have a warehouse space, but I don't know if it's going to be large enough. We may have to have multiple spaces, which is always a brutal, brutal experience for redeliveries. We're stressed out, but trying to stay focused, trying to not get too emotional, trying to not get too worried, and try to make some level-headed decisions here and keep checking things off the to-do list instead of getting overwhelmed. So that's the update.